The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station or iHeartMedia.
The content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Do you want to go higher, baby? You're in the right place. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Anthony Cernelia. I have Autumn Connolly in studio with me, Fitz Lauder, Lexi Brinkley on the mic as well. Avi, the whole gang is here. Aviana's here. Diamond's here. Autumn even brought her lover.
Lover.
I'm always struggling embarrassed. With what to say.
You know, what do you call someone that is so important in your life?
Significant
and
other.
And the father of your child and, you know,
significant other.
Some people, I read an article, I don't remember what it said though, but significant other, they've changed to something else, but I just can't remember what it was. I think it's your partner.
Yeah.
It was something as simple as your partner.
Prime relationship
person?
My main squeeze.
There you go.
The old ball and chain.
Yeah. Your other half.
There you go, the better half. Oh my gosh, that makes me think this morning. I meant to tell you this before we went live, but I'll tell you now. You know, this morning I was up very early. I'd already stripped my bed by 7 o'clock and had like a couple of washes going because I'm just, you know, trying to stay ahead of the game and get super organized for my week. And I actually took Rob Richmond's advice and got the book. What is the name of it? I knew I was going to need to bring it. It's in my car, actually.
The Culture Blueprint?
No, that's his book. It's a Ballantine. What is it? The Perfect Day. A Perfect Day. How to Have a Perfect Day. What is it?
Perfect Day Formula.
Perfect Day Formula. Anyway, it talks about how the night before getting yourself ready for landing. So when you get up on Monday morning, you're well prepared for your landing, and which is what I did. And so anyway, but I went out and I cleaned the dog run this morning because we're getting ready to remodel it, but the beds need cleaned, and I swept it and I mopped it and, you know, washed all the dog bowls and everything. And anyway, on the way out there, I was singing Green Acres. You know how that, anybody here want to sing it?
Green Acres is a place to be.
Whatever
right.
It is.
Farm living is a life for me. That's what there I thought, go. Like, seriously, because I felt like
you're
this
out there
is.
Hosing
but,
things
yes,
down
but it feels,
in the dusk.
But it feels so good. I don't know why. I don't even know why. I mean, I think a lot of people might think that sounds like, you know, dirty work. But for me, you know, getting out there with nature and the spiders and everything, just trying to, you know, clean up the place.
And being out first thing in the morning always makes you feel better.
Yes. And then the weather was beautiful this morning. Yeah. A little crisp, which I like. But
it wakes you up.
You need that initial dose of vitamin D.
There you go. Vitamin D and the nature, good fresh air. And yeah. And
plus you're taking care of your little animal babies.
Yeah. And you know what? Okay. So ever since I put my bird feeder on my property, I have a ton of birds all over my property. And a couple of squirrels have been up in there, you know, trying to get into the birds' food, which is fun too, because I want to feed everyone.
Do your cats try to eat the birds? Or they don't?
No, the only cat I've ever had that was an outdoor cat was a cat named Bounder, and he was hit by a car, and that's one of the reasons I don't keep my animals outside. But he managed my property like he was the boss. He was the boss cat. And he was a Maine Coon, and he loved being outside. And so I would bring him in, and he would be miserable, like absolutely miserable. But towards the end of his life, as he got older, he just kind of was, you know, I think, you know, losing his ability to think quickly.
And
so he tragically died. But he was a great cat, and I rescued him from a parking lot in Arlington.
Oh, cool.
From someone that, you know, that took care of him. But I said, he can't live in a parking lot. That's no life for a cat. That's no life for, you know, beautiful. And he was the most beautiful Maine Coon,
Maine
too.
Maine Coons are beautiful.
Oh, and he was such a boy. I just absolutely loved him. And he would keep the snakes away.
Yeah.
The whole time he was on my property, I never saw one snake. So, but I still didn't like him being outside because there's coyotes and all kinds of things that.
Oh, it makes me nervous, too. Yeah. I can't. Mine go outside. because we've got a doggy door and there would mm-hmm. be no keeping them in, but it does yeah. make me nervous.
Yeah. So I went through with a contractor yesterday of going to get my dog run remodeled. When it was built, it was never really finished. So there was just drywall. And so I'm getting it all redone. I'm so excited. I'm thinking about even putting internet out there. I'm serious. And a table and chairs. So when I'm out there visiting with the dogs, because the dogs, they're just so wonderful. You sit there, you talk to them. They don't judge you. Mm-hmm. They don't yeah. care what you look like, if your hair is not combed or you're, you know, having a fat day or whatever. I mean, they don't care. They just love you the way you are. And there's something very cathartic about that, very therapeutic.
For
and
sure.
so, yeah.
They're super sweet. I mean, dogs are really sweet. I've noticed recently the cats that we have that behave more like the dogs are the cats mm-hmm. we like more.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, it's because they act like dogs.
Yeah. All my dogs and cats get along, except for the new dogs who I have not incorporated into the main house yet, which is why they're out in the dog run, which is when I used to be gone like a tremendous amount of hours. A lot of times I would keep all the dogs out there. And then when I got home at night, I would bring them in the house. And, it, you know, it's got air conditioning and everything. So
doggy condo.
It's a doggy condo. But, you know, I mean, I want them to be comfortable. But like so today, there's no lights. There's no air. There's no heat. There's no nothing because I don't need it. And they get to just be out in the fresh air and be happy. And
yeah,
it's a
awesome.
It's a pretty big run. I mean, it goes around my barn. So it's gosh, I think, you know, it's probably just that one little run is, I don't know, like a sixth of an acre or something like that. Maybe I don't know. I'm not good at measuring lawns. I am good at measuring things, but just not lawns. So.
Sounds like you're shaping up to be a luxurious run.
Yeah. Well, you know, I love you're in studio. We spent a Saturday afternoon together at UNT. We viewed the film Code Blue. And it was awesome. And Fitz has the same passion I do about this new movement, lifestyle medicine. I think it's so important. I really do. Mm-hmm. I still have some questions that I have to ask, like from watching the film about eggs. So maybe you would know this, Autumn, that one of the doctors in the film said that eggs are not good for you. Do you agree or disagree?
Oh, I think it probably depends. There's a lot more to
I love
that.
My eggs.
Yeah, I think that eggs are probably decent for you. It just depends on where they're coming from.
Yeah.
You know?
He said something about the
well, unfortunately,
choline is it? What is the ingredient? Choline that's in eggs.
Choline,
that somehow
correct.
it could trigger cancer growth or something, wasn't
oh,
it? Something.
Come on. Let's yeah. talk
I'm serious.
About.
It was something really wild.
It's a new finding. There's choline in eggs, and so our microbiome processes that. And so that turns into TMA.
That's what it was. I have it in my notes. I have to do some researching about it, but I thought it was very interesting. And I thought to myself, please don't say that it's true after I made quiche last night for dinner.
But you're fine because you drink lots of probiotics.
I know, right?
So it's an offset.
Yeah. So
I have a question, though.
Yeah,
Isn't the choline only in the eggs that are pasture raised because they get
yes.
that from the... whatever, the grass or the green?
Right. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So if
yes.
you're getting bad eggs, are they like farm-raised or factory farm-raised eggs? Are they not going to have the choline in it?
That's a good question. I don't know. But I always thought choline was really good for you and that it was a necessary nutrient.
Yeah.
Well, the microbiome doesn't react the same when you're getting it from plants. So what happens is the TMA that I'm talking about gets oxidized by the liver, which gets deposited into your blood vessels.
Mm-hmm.
And over time, there's a reaction that happens there over time that causes atherosclerotic damage, which is linked to heart attacks in the long run.
Okay.
And not only that,
well, you got to die of something, right? I'm joking.
Well,
but I really do love
them.
I don't eat a lot of eggs.
I
don't eat a lot of eggs because, and I only eat pasture raised eggs. It's so funny. So I was in Whole Foods yesterday getting stuff for dinner with my daughter. We were shopping and I had her, maybe it was Saturday. My whole weekend's a blur because my whole weekend I was just so busy. But I think it was Sunday. It doesn't even matter. Why am I even going on about it? But we saw this this package of hot dog rolls, and it was a brioche, and it's the 365 brand. And I had to take a picture of it because I'm going to share it with on social media. But it said cage free eggs, and that you know they have a really whoever did the packaging did an excellent job with it. You would really appreciate it, Autumn, because I know you like I do.
Pretty.
Yeah, I like pretty. And so, but cage free eggs. That's just a lie. It's a total lie. Cage-free sounds nice, but guess what? They're not really cage-free.
No.
It's a big lie that we've been told that there's this gray area that is allowed by the FDA, I believe, right? Aren't they the ones that make the rules of what you can say in advertising or what all, right? Yeah. Yeah.
It's
so
scary. It's sad that people don't, you know, think to investigate it. I mean, one quick Google search and you'd be horrified by images you saw of a cage-free egg facility.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, we're going to actually doing a show upcoming in the upcoming weeks about the trickery in packaging for so people can get a better understanding of how duped they are.
I know.
It doesn't even account for the male hens, you know, that get tossed into a grinder.
You know? Well, and the baby male cows, you know, they don't ever get a chance. They get turned into veal when they're babies. They never get to spend time with their mother. They are. They're kidnapped baby cows. And that's wrong, too.
Slaughtered.
Yeah.
Shortly after.
Yeah, I know. It's really sad. And if you eat veal, you're a loser. So after knowing that it's a baby cow that's been taken from its mother, if you eat veal, you're not a nice person and I don't like you.
Yeah.
Don't call me.
Shame.
Don't call me at 214-787-1190. No, actually, we're going to be giving away some stuff. And the show's actually going to start becoming more interactive. On Thursday, 30 minutes coming up, Burn On with Vaughn, where we're going to take calls about psychology with Vaughn Eaglin. And we're just going to start doing a lot more of that. So we've got a great show coming up today. Fitz Lauder is going to be talking about the Code Blue documentary and what he learned from it and what he wants to share with you. And Autumn Connolly, Urban Farming Continued. And I've got a few questions for her as well. So stay tuned, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio. Keeps getting stronger. Better food means better living. At True Foods Kitchen, healthy isn't just an idea. Healthy is science, and they take it seriously. Every delicious dish and drink at True Food Kitchen is crafted to be better for your taste buds and your body. True Foods Kitchen, a place to bring people together, feel better, and celebrate a passion for better living. Check them out at truefoodkitchen.com.
Give your body some soul with Sun Warrior's new Soul Good Protein Bars. Sun Warrior is committed to making the best plant-based proteins and superfood supplements from the finest organic ingredients across the globe. Soul Good Bars have an amazing profile. They have 17 to 19 grams of clean organic protein, very low sugar, and 16 to 17 grams of fiber. They're available in delicious flavors like Blueberry Blast, Coconut Cashew, Cinnamon Roll, and Salted Caramel. Check them out online at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com. And give your adventure some soul.
Call us crazy. We don't mind. Crazy Water's all-natural mineral water has been making people feel good inside and out since 1881. As the only mineral water bottled in Texas, their water boasts loads of benefits that other bottled waters can only envy. Pretty crazy, huh? Find it at your local Whole Foods, HEB, Central Market, or have it shipped right to your door. Visit them at drinkcrazywater.com. That's drinkcrazywater.com.
Wanting to try CBD but not sure what to trust? Check out H-Hemp H, like healthy, happy, honest. H-Hemp's CBD system makes it simple with one CBD tincture, available in three great tasting flavors. A super powerful breath spray that GQ magazine named a top CBD product. And a topical CBD balm that is simply the bomb. So relax and feel better naturally with the H-Hemp CBD system, available at hhemp.com.
You know, my mom always said, do something well or not at all. Frosted Art Bakery has been around a long time, almost 70 years, doing it well. I was so impressed with the cake that I asked them to make for our special guest, Jen Sincero, the author of the book, You Are a Badass. They actually made a cake that looked exactly like the book. It was incredible. But I guess I shouldn't have been surprised because Frosted Art Bakery has a reputation for being one of the best bakeries in the Metroplex, serving Dallas, Plano, Frisco, Addison, The Colony, and Southlake. Life is short and you only get one. Enjoy a slice of Frosted Art today. Find them at frostedart.com. That's frostedart.com. Welcome back. everyone, to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Anthony Cernelia on the controls. I've got Diamond in studio with me. I've got Aviana Berrientos, Lexi Brinkley, Fitz Lauder, and Autumn Connolly. Autumn Connolly is a self-taught vegan cook. She's a mom of two and a researcher of all natural remedies. She's also a huge animal lover like me, and she teaches free meditation and yoga classes and has even written a children's book. And she is the inventor of Ether Elixir. You can find her at probioticsyall.com. That's probioticsyall.com. And of course, Fitz Lauder is a longtime friend of mine. We've been friends for, oh my gosh, like 15, 20 years. I hate to even think about that. I heard this morning on the news that, the owner of the Cowboys, help me out here.
Jerry Jones.
Thank you very much. He bought the Cowboys 30 years ago. How is that possible that 30 years have gone by? I was like, what? 30 years? That makes me older than I want to think that I am, okay? But anyway, we've known each other a really long time. Fitz has a passion for playing music like me, and he is a DJ, and he likes sharing particular knowledge that has helped shape him into becoming a vegan 2 years ago. He is currently living a holistic, plant-based lifestyle spurred by his spiritual beliefs of love, kindness, and compassion, benefiting our health, the animals, and the planet. Both sides of his family are plagued by diabetes, which concerned him to investigate the causes of this debilitating disease. He has become an advocate of whole foods, plant-based nutrition by obtaining his certification from Cornell University. He also has a Bachelor's of Science in Business Administration from the University of Texas at Dallas, and he is a leader in the lifestyle medicine movement, which is what we're talking about today, the documentary Code Blue, which I watched with him on Saturday afternoon, and it was quite intriguing, actually. It was very intriguing. I'm going to let you speak about it. So let's talk about the documentary, what it's about, and how did you hear about it?
Yeah, it was a wonderful, wonderful eye-opening documentary hosted by Nature's Plate and Plant-Based CFW.
Okay, so I'm going to Nature's Plate today, by the way, because Annette and, oh my goodness, what is her sister's name? I can't think
Marianne.
Of her name. Marianne. Mm-hmm. The food that they had at the event was absolutely to die for. It was so good
and
so healthy.
And delicious.
Right, and it really was. So yeah, I'm going to start getting my daughter's lunches there. They have several locations
in
Dallas.
Yeah, it's great for people that are really busy. It's all
and their
packaged,
father
ready
is
to go.
A vascular surgeon and medical doctor, right? It's Sunny
Biomolecular. Biochemist. Yeah,
who was the one that was the vascular? I thought there was
Vascular surgeon was Dr. Rizwan Bukhari.
Oh, okay, that's the one. Okay, mm-hmm. And which one was I talking to? I've got the.
You were talking to Dr. Riz. He's known as Dr. Riz.
Oh, okay, that's who. Okay, mm-hmm. Nice gentleman, really nice gentleman. He was there. And so let's talk about what is
medicine.
Lifestyle medicine for people out there that had never heard the term before. As I said, I thought it was such a powerful documentary.
Yes. So lifestyle medicine is basically exercising your lifestyle choices. And the power in that is realizing that, for example, food is medicine. The nutrition of food is medicine. So eating particular, in this case, plant-based foods mm-hmm. can help reverse, halt, prevent certain diseases from occurring, certain chronic diseases and certain cancers. Mm-hmm. And when you combine that with other aspects of lifestyle, such as exercising,
right.
And meditating, you increase your longevity.
Well, let's talk about Dr. Stancic, because her story is so amazing, you guys. You've got to see the film. She was a medical doctor. She is a medical doctor.
She still is, yes.
She's a medical doctor. And at what age did she was diagnosed with MS, multiple sclerosis?
Well, I can tell you she was diagnosed with that over 20 years ago.
Right.
Yes. So,
but now she's got no more lesions in her brain. She's completely free of MS.
Yeah. Yeah. She actually, when she was first diagnosed, she went through the normal protocol. She was prescribed at least a dozen.
Was she a medical doctor when she actually?
Yes, she was.
She was a medical doctor.
Uh-huh. Infectious right. disease specialist.
Yeah,
actually.
I took some notes, and it was when they put her in the MR. Is that what they did?
MRI.
Mm-hmm. She said that the doctor after they completed the MRI, he said, "Ask the interns. We got a classic case of MS here. Come on in." And she was like, "Oh my gosh."
Yes.
But that
her
was
world
what
crumbled underneath her.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's where her journey began. Mm-hmm. And she started researching.
She came across this one little article, very unassuming article, and it said, in a nutshell, that there's a link between nutrition and disease. So that prompted her investigation to find mm-hmm. a plethora of other evidence that supports
right.
that.
Well, you know what I was thinking? I actually wrote this down. I've got it right here. When I was watching the film, I thought that in medical school, she ate like you know what, and that's what started it, right? Because in medical school, these people work tremendous hours. They study. Medical school is not easy. It is a very tough program.
Junk food in the vending machines.
Junk food in the vending machines. Dr. Neil Bernard was talking about when he became a doctor like 30, 35 years ago, there were cigarette machines in all the hospitals.
Yeah.
And they would sit in the doctor's lounge.
Wild.
And just smoke and smoke and smoke cigarettes.
Yes, they would. And they knew it was really bad for them, too.
Right. Well, but then, you know, I have to say, like, even the Cleveland Clinic, if I'm not mistaken, to this day still has a McDonald's in it, you know? And so
I would be very surprised if they did, because the Cleveland Clinic is one of the leading authorities, actually.
Well, maybe they changed it recently.
I would assume they changed it, but their findings have shown that this is the only diet that actually can reverse cardiovascular disease.
Right. Well, it's kind of interesting. You know, I was in an emergency room a couple of weeks ago with one of my daughters, and it was the counter. It was a private hospital, so they had all these you know, little snacky stuff out, and every single one of them was just like really bad for you, like. You're supposed to be your medical doctors. You have people coming here that are sick. Mm. Why would you put such terrible food out there? But people don't know what they don't know.
Exactly.
We're so uneducated as a country.
Yes. Unfortunately, medical schools don't require a lot of nutrition.
Let's talk about that.
Prerequisites. So on average, they receive 1.5 credit hours. On average, you talk to the average doctor, and they know just as much as you do or little. So they're getting the same information as the average person is.
There's I argue with my youngest daughter. She's 14. She's a little smarty pants sometimes. And so we'll be driving. She'll go, Mom, you're not a doctor. And I just makes me so mad when she says it. I said, no, you're right. I'm not a medical doctor. And I respect medical doctors. But when it comes to nutrition, I know more than most of them.
Yes.
And I say that with confidence because I've studied it for many, many years. Mm-hmm. And it's unfortunate that we have so much corruption in the food business and in our government, actually. And they talk about that in the film, too. Dr. Greger, who's been on the show, our show, One Life Radio, many, many times, was featured multiple times in the documentary. A wonderful doctor that is out there speaking the truth.
Yes. A big red flag is when you take a look at the new MyPlate, dairy, for example, it has its own little sections, own little group. It's actually not a group.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's one particular type of food, and the other ones are all grouped together.
Yeah.
So there's definitely some
lobbying
going on there.
My boyfriend's doing that MyPlate, and he's trying to figure out, like, there's an app, and it can tell you your goals and what to eat, and he's putting in everything. And I'm like, at the end of the day, what are you eating? Like, what exactly are you eating that is supposed to get you where you want to go? I just don't.
Well, you know, I already eat really healthy.
That's
going to
negate that, following up MyPlate.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people don't realize that dairy is actually the number one source of saturated fat. It's worse than beef.
Right. You want to speak on that, Autumn, a little bit? Because
on dairy?
Yes, being vegan over there. So many people think that dairy's okay. And, you know, I have to say, I've got a little bit of a cheese addiction going on. I grew up Italian. You know, I lived in Europe for a couple of years. And I, you know, I'm kind of like the French paradox, you know, mindset, where I can have a little red wine. I can have a little chocolate. I can have a little cheese as long as I don't overdo it.
Well, sure. And that's really the key right there. You just said it yourself. It's moderation.
Mm-hmm.
So is cheese the devil? I mean, in the quantities that it's consumed in today,
America,
it is. But I mean, if you want to have a little bit of thoughtful cheese that comes from
what's thoughtful cheese?
You know, something that's organic, something that's organic, something that's, you know, the animals have been treated kindly, or it was made in a traditional way, or something like that. Okay, but this processed junk that they put on pizzas, or the processed junk that they put in fast food, or even at, you know, nice restaurants, they'll put just crap cheese on things fatty acid salt flavor.
The restaurant business is nuts. They're getting ready to crash and burn too, because people are getting way too educated, and they're asking questions like, what kind of oil are you using in the kitchen?
Right.
And they have a right to know. It's their health.
Of course.
If you want them as a customer, you're going to have to change your ways out there. All you restaurateurs that are listening, and I used to be one, and I'm still not dead yet. I probably will end my career with a restaurant, and I'm going to do it the right way.
Right. Use quality ingredients.
Absolutely.
And it's the same thing. You know, so cheese isn't great for you, but eat a little bit of it, you know?
Well, and people are going to have to open their minds and their wallets that if they want to eat really well and they want to get healthy, they're going to have to spend a little
of
bit
course.
More
mm-hmm.
on their food when they go out because, you know, they have other costs involved. It's not just the food cost. And yeah. and they need to make money, too,
yeah.
you know, in order to carve out a living or pay their employees well so they can buy good food so they can have a better life.
But overall, it makes everybody happier. Yeah. You just have to start it out that way.
Yeah. And they talked about that in the film, too, about how we have a lot of work to do. America has a lot of work to do to get back to, you know, how this problem started. But in the 70s, actually, is when it started, when all the fast food started coming out, TV dinners and pot pies and all these convenience foods.
Mm-hmm.
So lots to talk about. I love talking about this. I hope you're enjoying it out there, everyone. Stay tuned. We've got more coming up with Fitz Lauder and Autumn Connolly. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Did you know that the U.S. Department of Health actually patented cannabinoids as antioxidants and neuroprotectants? So clearly there is promise for CBD to help with a variety of issues. H-Hemp's U.S.-grown CBD system is fully tested for purity and safety. For daily balance, H-Hemp has the best-tasting CBD tinctures available. Their Super Breath Blast delivers near-immediate relief and relaxation while on the go. And the Magic Balm works wonders for your muscles, joints, and temples. Relax and feel better naturally with the H-Hemp CBD system from hhemp.com.
Wellbeing Journal is a remarkable bi-monthly health publication esteemed by intelligent readers worldwide. It's available in print or digital, single issues or subscription. Its focus is on living a happy, healthy life and preventing or healing illnesses naturally. Preventing or healing cancer, arthritis, cardiovascular conditions, and digestive issues, as well as nutritional solutions for optimal health, are regular subjects. Learn more at wellbeingjournal.com.
Hi, I'm Bob Barker. This is my friend Benny. Before you buy cosmetics, personal care, or household products, you be sure they have not been tested on animals. Everything from floor cleaner to shampoo is poured into animals' eyes and down their throats. They suffer intensely. Some even go blind. The price is never right for products tested on animals. Visit PETA.org for a list of cruelty-free companies.
Oh my God, I love this song.
Once I was afraid, but then you came along. You put your faith in me.
Isn't that a badass song? Like seriously, it's from Kinky Boots.
Already.
What's the name of it? I can't remember.
Raise You Up.
Raise You Up. That's right. We're going to raise you up, everyone.
I like that bass line.
Oh my gosh. Isn't that nice? Oh my gosh, I saw Kinky Boots in New York City just a couple of months ago. I think it's ending here real soon if it hasn't already. It was one of the best musicals and first time I saw a Broadway play, believe it or not, growing up in New York, but I never went. I was in upstate New York, so I never saw a Broadway play because I was poor. That's expensive to live in the city or visit the city. I did once when I was 17, but we didn't go to a Broadway show with my high school sweetheart. But anyway, everyone, welcome back to One Life Radio. They were laughing during the break because I'm talking so fast, and I think it's because Anthony, this coffee that you gave me, holy shnikes! It's
well,
so
I bring my own coffee. I don't rely on the
Well, I'm used to the watered down coffee. iHeartMedia coffee, and this is like crack. I swear.
It'll put some hair on your eyes.
My God, I've never done crack, but if I did, maybe that's. I'm talking so
I've
fast.
I've never done crack. Just letting you know.
Oh my gosh, crack is. Is it a
crack? Is whack.
Quack is whack.
I like it.
We won't get into all that, but everyone, so great to have you back. I want to let everyone know that you can go to our website, oneliferadio.com, to download and listen to our podcast and subscribe to our newsletter. You can also go to iHeartMedia.com to listen live or download the free iHeartRadio app and listen to us from anywhere in the world. And a big shout out to our great sponsors that care about you and bring this great programming to you. Companies like Sun Warrior, you can get it at Vitamin Shoppe or put it in your smoothie at Smoothie King. Sun Warrior is a premium premium, all-natural, raw superfood company dedicated to providing the best vegan plant-based protein powders and supplements. Go to sunwarrior.com to learn more about all their products. And, of course, Paleo Magazine. Visit them at paleomagonline.com to download the digital version or find a store near you and pick up a copy. They really do have some of the best information on the paleo lifestyle, as well as all lifestyles, great recipes, products, and articles on all-around wellness. And, of course, the Well-Being Journal is heralding the integration of medicine with physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, and social aspects of health. Well-Being Journal is now available in both print and digital version. Order online at wellbeingjournal.com. I've been reading their publication for years, you guys, and it has some of the most informational and educational articles. And it introduced me to a ton of our regular guest experts on the show. And, of course, the H-Hemp Company. I love my CBD oil. I really do. I even started, my daughter's using it now, my youngest daughter, just to, you know, see how she likes it. And because I think it's so beneficial to feed the endocannabinoid system. So check them out. The H-Hemp Company, their products are really clean, made only with premium hemp cannabinoid genetics, tested by third parties to ensure no pesticide solvents or other contaminants. And it's non-GMO, so non-genetically modified organisms, for those that don't know. You know, a lot of people just say GMO, but they don't really know what it means. Don't you think? A lot of people.
Mm-hmm. No. It's like a trendy term now, I feel like.
Yeah, it is.
It's non-GMO.
It's really important, though. And we've had Jeffrey Smith on the show many, many times over the years, and some other scientists that talk about genetically modified organisms were not researched enough before they went mainstream. They really weren't. And it's causing a lot of problems. There is the research to prove it. So when you can choose non-GMO, I suggest, based on what I've read, that you do that. So, and I have no dog in the game or whatever that expression is. Mm-hmm. No fox in the hunt. What is it?
No horse in the race.
They all sound no about right.
Yeah. Yeah, I have no motive other than, you know, educating everyone about the best choices to be healthy and strong. And Fitz, you're on the same page. Autumn, you're on the same page. Autumn Connolly and Fitz Lauder are in studio with me today, along with the rest of the crew. And, you know, Fitz has become an advocate of the Whole Foods plant-based nutrition diet, not Whole Foods Market, but just Whole Foods from wherever you get them, by obtaining his certification from Cornell University. And I love having him in studio. We're continuing our talk about Code Blue, the documentary that we viewed
It was a screening last night, the official release.
And it's fascinating. So we were talking about it, and so let's continue talking about it. For again, Lexi said, I'm still not clear about what lifestyle medicine is over the break, and so I'm sure a lot of our listeners feel that same way. How would you describe best what lifestyle medicine is, and this movement that is going across the country?
It is being able to live a certain lifestyle where you are stronger against, empowered to make decisions, and stronger against acquiring diseases and sickness. Mm-hmm. So, and that is through eating proper nutrition, that is through exercising and stress management, which could be yoga or meditation.
Yeah.
And so the film covers her actual journey because she had MS.
She had MS.
And she's keeping that at bay. There's no remissions of any lesions.
It's actually remarkable. And she did it through a plant-based diet. Yes. She did it through yoga, through meditation, regular. This is the one thing. When I got home last night, I called my older daughter and I said, listen, honey, you've got to exercise every single day, even if it's just 15 minutes, you know, ride your bike to class, walk to class, whatever. Don't use your car. Walk as much as you can. Mm-hmm. Even if it's just 15 minutes a day, don't let it go by the wayside. It's one of the most important things you can do to keep your health, at the level that you need to get through this thing called life. You really have to do it. And I think so many people don't realize the importance of that.
Yes. And I think it was great that she was able to point out the hurdles that go against this, which is antiquated curricula in the medical schools. There's a lot of confusion in the media and the inadequate government policies, plus pharmaceutical and food companies too, mm-hmm. as well. She covers that, and she has a whole host of other professional expert physicians that advocate for this as well. So there's lots of science behind it.
Okay, so how important is this change in medicine for the world today, in your opinion?
Oh, I think it's absolutely crucial. You know, we spent $3 trillion on medical care last year. The number one disease right now is still heart attacks. One in every three persons are going to have diabetes type 2. Everyone knows someone that's acquired cancer. It's only getting worse. And the irony is that we're eating ourselves, you know, alive.
Into the grave.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, we can prevent that. You know, if we just do our own research and make these other decisions to go healthy and mm-hmm. to do what I talked about.
Well, Autumn, you've been doing this for many, many years, and I know you're sitting there silently, but I know you have a strong opinion about this. What do you want to say to all the people out there listening?
Oh, I mean, we've talked about it so much on this show, but it's just empowerment. I mean, it's just the ability to believe in yourself, to believe, you know, that you are your own expert authority on your personal well-being, mm-hmm. not some other medical mm-hmm. professional. You know,
yeah.
If you can go to somebody, you know, sometimes you've got to go to a doctor for a particular medication, but the overreaching thing should be you taking care of yourself. And that comes, you know, that starts honestly just at home, you know, mm-hmm. paying attention to how you feel when you eat certain things, or going and taking that extra step to make home cooked meals, mm-hmm. and realizing mm-hmm. that although it may take more time or more energy, that you feel more energized
yeah.
afterwards, and therefore you are able to have more time for the things that you truly enjoy
yeah.
rather than feeling lousy from eating fast food that was quick, you know?
It was quick, and it's expensive on your health more than anything. You can make, I mean, I do it myself. You can make a big pot of organic beans and rice,
mm-hmm.
you know, and saute with, onions and bell peppers, and just make a whole big thing of mm-hmm. beans and rice and eat that for several
yeah.
days and, you know, accompany it with just some fresh fruit and things like that. It doesn't have to be expensive. It doesn't have to be difficult or complicated.
Yeah.
Cooking is not that complicated.
In fact, it's cheaper than eating out.
It is cheaper than eating
vegetables
out.
Vegetables are cheaper than luxury meats, is what they call it
in other
countries,
because well,
it's so much more expensive.
Well, just add 20% if you're going to tip at least the standard, you know, 20% to your food bill every time you eat out. Sorry about that, restaurateurs out there. But I want to get people healthy.
Yeah.
You know?
You are, and you just feel better. You know, you're talking about beans and rice, and I immediately in my head think, oh, well, beans and rice, obviously they should also be sprouted. But that
mm-hmm.
scares off the average person.
Right.
But the thing is, if you cut out the junk food and you start eating beans and rice at home, you're going to like lighten this mental fog that we all
right.
get from junk food, and
right.
you're going to start being more curious. Oh, wait, why does this make me feel better? And you'll start researching
right.
it, and you'll go down this neat little rabbit hole of all these other ways that you can make yourself easily feel better.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So.
And it's
that
baby
just
steps.
Compounds over time.
Yeah.
You get more empowered as you go, and you actually investigate yourself and you believe in yourself at
mm-hmm.
that point, and there's no looking back
right.
once you reach a certain level of having this energy and feeling healthy and stronger.
Well, and people get so fearful about a plant-based diet or a vegan diet. Now, I'm not 100% vegan. I've gone through periods where I've done it for even a raw vegan diet. I did once for like a month and a half. But
mm-hmm.
part of the reason that was so easy is because there was a restaurant in Preston Center that I forget the name of it, but they made all raw vegan food. And so it made it easy for me. But it doesn't have to be difficult. When you said sprouted, I immediately thought of Ezekiel bread. For
right.
people that want to, they're like jonesing for a piece of bread, you know? That's a great replacement where you choose sprouted bread instead of regular bread, and it's so dense and it's so full of nutrients that you automatically feel better. You're not left with empty calories, you know, an hour after you've eaten, you know, eggs and toast or just some toast in the morning, or God forbid, cereal. You know, we were convinced by General Mills and all these big companies that, oh, you need breakfast is important in the morning. No, it's not for everybody. In fact, intermittent fasting is really good for you. You don't have to have, you know, you don't have to eat 24/7.
Especially not when it's cereal.
Yeah, and especially when it's cereal, you know?
I think you'd both agree, including you, Autumn, that you establish this deep relationship with the food.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
for
sure.
And it becomes a real intimate experience.
Yeah.
And so you're
it's very pleasurable.
It.
Yeah.
I mean, to make your food your hobby, and then your hobby is in turn affecting your health in such a positive way. There's really no better feeling than that.
Yeah. And we've got some great testimonials from on Saturday, women like Anne and Bethany that are going to come in on the show and talk about how the plant-based diet has cured. What one of them is... diabetes and the other one I can't
type 2
type 2 diabetes uh-huh. and what was
it's,
the and
specific cancers, chronic disease, autoimmune disease.
Yeah, that was it. Autoimmune disease. This one girl, Bethany, went through the same thing I did because I have autoimmune disorder. I went through 5 miscarriages in between my babies, which probably could have been completely avoided had I been on a plant-based diet and not eating a lot of food that I should not have. So all great stuff. I'm looking forward to really educating people in the upcoming months with my dear friend Fitz Lauder and Autumn Connolly, who's ready to have a baby anytime. She's at 37 weeks. And we've got Brian, her partner in studio, and we're going to do a diggery-do and some chanting at the end of her segment today. We're going to continue talking about urban farming, so you're not going to want to miss it. Stay tuned, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio. If you haven't heard, I'm always searching for ways to supplement magnesium. Magnesium is a vital mineral that enhances your natural cellular and electrical impulses to help you sleep better, smooth your muscles, and improve heart and brain health. Magnesium also helps you to become mentally and physically stronger and resilient to illness. Sun Warrior's Ionic Magnesium Complex is sourced from a non-GMO island seabed, concentrated by the sun and harvested naturally, without the use of chemicals or solvents. We like to refer to it as yoga in a bottle. So pick up yours today at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com.
Hey, this is Sean Wells of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. One Life Radio is proud to partner with the ISSN. The ISSN is the world's leading scientific organization dedicated to the science of supplements and sports nutrition. For their latest conferences and events, go to theissn.org. That's theissn.org.
Hi everyone, this is Bernadette. Do you know why I love Paleo Magazine? Paleo Magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. They are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma or big agriculture. Paleo Magazine. Follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, or visit them at paleomagonline.com. That's paleomagonline.com.
Hi, this is Vaughn Eaglin. As a licensed professional counselor and supervisor, I spend my career helping people cope with emotional problems. But today, I want to talk to you about nutrition. People ask me all the time for nutrition and weight loss advice, and I always find myself recommending a raw vegan protein, a food supplement called Warrior Blend by Sun Warrior. I wasn't always active and fit. In fact, I was very overweight as a child. And as a counselor, I must emphasize the importance of the mind-body connection. A clean body helps with a clean mind. Start today with Sun Warrior Blend Raw Vegan Protein. For more information, go to sunwarrior.com and start living clean today.
Break down the garden gate. There's not much time left today. Life is a highway. I wanna ride it all night long.
Welcome back, everyone, to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Anthony Cernelia. I've got Autumn Connolly in studio with me and Fitz Lauder. Lexi's mic'd up. Diamond's in here. The whole crew's here. And Autumn Connolly, if you've never heard the show, when she's on before, you're in for a treat. Autumn is a self-taught vegan cook. She's a mom of two, a researcher of all natural remedies, an animal lover, and she teaches free meditation and yoga classes in Fort Worth, Texas. She has written a children's book and is the inventor of Ether Elixir. You can find her at probioticsyall.com. That's probioticsyall.com. We're continuing this urban farming that we've been talking about for several days, or actually several weeks, how to grow stuff at your home, which I love. Yeah. It's springtime. I'm getting very nesty again, like I do sometimes in the fall. And I think I love growing stuff. I told you, most people that have listened for a long time will remember the watermelon story.
Yeah.
When I grew the baby watermelon, it gave me so much pleasure. How could growing a watermelon give you so much pleasure? But it did. It just feels good to grow things.
It really does. So one of the things that I love talking about anytime, you know, I talk about homesteading sort of stuff is just, you know, with everybody's got this sort of like they're interested in chickens right now. And so I see a lot of people who get one or two chickens and they kind of just keep them in their backyard, like, you know, as pets sort of. They get an egg here and there. But the neat thing with them is you can extrapolate that into a whole other thing. So one of the things that we did this weekend was the way I compost the chicken yard is called a deep litter compost. So you let the chickens poop, and then
they poop all over. Wait, you keep them in a pen, right? So
they're everywhere.
They're everywhere.
I mean, they have their own chicken. In my yard, they have their own chicken yard, which is fairly big. Then they have a coop within that yard just for nighttime to keep them safe.
I'm dying to get some chickens. I really am. I say that because I need some more stuff to do. You know?
Well, it is a little bit. I mean, you've got to work it into your day, but. At the same time, the benefits, you know, there are many, aside from just the companionship of having these neat little creatures around. You get the eggs, of course, but then they make wonderful compost. So this weekend, you know, with the weather warming up, I wanted to start some of my outdoor plants. And, you know, the options are going to the store and buying like a bag of compost. Mm-hmm. But in my world, I can just go into my own backyard and I can dig up my own compost.
Yeah.
So I just have to dig a couple layers off of the top.
I think about you almost every night. Last night, I made a homemade salad and all the little pieces in the ends, I'm outside throwing it out of the bushes saying, hey,
No, that's exactly it. You know, and it's been made up of chicken poop and hay and, you know, old paper bags and scraps from all my meals. And, you know, on top, it looks a little bit gross. But then when you scrape down underneath, it's this beautiful, rich, you know, soil. And I just dug it all up, you know.
You could sell it. Couldn't you sell your soil by the pound, like a 5 or 10 pound bag to people?
So what I sell actually is compost tea. So you can you can take that dirt and you can put water in it and it will actually ferment because of all the microorganisms in it. So it'll get like bubbly head on it. And then you strain out the solids and you have the compost tea, which is easy to keep around to fertilize your garden. But then you have the solid stuff left over that you can plant everything in.
Nice.
So it's really amazing to take... You know, one of the things that we do regularly are save seeds from the produce we eat. If it's a particularly good pepper or a particularly good piece of fruit or whatever, we save the seeds and then I have all these dried out seeds and then I take them and I plant them in the dirt that's from my chicken yard. And then, you know, they grow in the springtime and it's like
your
this
house
neat little
magical.
Cycle.
It does. Is it just me? I mean, it just sounds so magical.
It's not entirely magical. It's messy and chaotic, but there is definitely, you know, there's some good stuff going on there.
And you're doing such good things for the earth, good things for the planet. As the inventor of Ether Elixir,
fun.
Just all the things that you've done to help so many people. I just think it's wonderful.
Well, thank you. I love it. I mean, you know, it's neat because it's one of those things where it makes you feel good about yourself. Plus you're doing a good thing, which makes it easier to do. So it just self-perpetuates.
Yeah.
So, and plus, you know, you're talking, people, you know, talk about chickens or chicken food or all these different avenues, gardening, the expense of having to get all this stuff, but really it all winds up evening out. So again, you're turning something, you know, you're taking a hobby and you're turning it into something that's good for you and good for others and good for the planet. And, you know, it makes you happier and makes everybody else happier. So it's just like a win-win for everybody.
I love it. And she's expecting her third baby. She's at 37 weeks. I had both of mine at 36. So you better watch out,
sister. I know.
You could go. Are you having your baby at home?
Yes, I'm having the baby at home.
I mean, I already kind of knew the answer, but I just wanted to be sure.
We were talking about having her in the backyard.
You should. Why not?
If the weather's
nice. You get
nice.
One body, one mind, one life. Do what you want with it. You're not hurting anyone. In fact, you're helping all.
The
you
discussion
know.
Was actually whether or not I would frighten the pigs because they're very sensitive.
Maybe. Yeah. Yeah, because, you know, having a baby is not easy, that's for
right.
sure.
Right. Depends on how cool I can be.
Yeah. I looked like I was in a traffic accident after my first baby from clenching my jaws for so many hours. Oh, my God. So anything else you want people to know about that it's not difficult to start growing?
That's what
Where's
I really want
Where's a good place
people?
To start?
Yeah, a great place to start is, you know, we've talked about that kind of thing. Compost things. Throw, like you're doing, throw your vegetable scraps into your yard. You know, see what kind of things you can reuse, what kind of multi-purpose use different things have. If you have animals, try feeding them something, you know, natural and see how they react. And then think of, you know, to me, it's all an experiment. And very often, you know, you can go a little bit wrong, but you're rarely going to do anything that harms anything.
Yeah. Well, you've definitely rubbed off on me. I mean, I'm doing stuff now where if I have a few, I actually buy extra green beans now when I have them for dinner and I give them to my dogs. And I used to be afraid to because I thought, oh, what if they get pupurria, you know, or something? Oh, God, that's the last
Which,
thing I need.
Which, you know, sometimes
Which
they
Sometimes
will,
they will, but it's also very good for them too. And, Yeah. You know, Fitz, you wanted to do a shout out. There's an event coming up in Dallas tomorrow with Dr. Riz, who is at the Code Blue documentary. Yeah,
yes,
right?
Yes, with Dr. Riz. Okay. Yes. Yeah, it's at Eastfield tomorrow.
Eastfield College.
Eastfield College.
Which is in East Dallas.
I used to go there. Yeah, East Dallas, Mesquite area.
Oh, my God. Yeah. You go there? I used to go there.
It's right. I used to go there, too, before I went to UTD.
Yeah, and in the 90s, I went there. But what is he going to be talking about?
Nutrition.
And what time is it?
Coronary heart disease as well.
Oh,
it's at 12 o'clock.
12 o'clock.
Yeah, 12 to 1:30.
12 to 1 tomorrow.
It's a free event.
Not 12 at night, right? Not midnight?
12
okay.
noon.
Okay.
Nature's Plate will be there, too.
Who will? Nature's Plate?
Yeah, giving out free treats.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so.
Room S101. I'm sorry. S101, yes.
What is that again?
S101.
And what is that?
That's the room.
Oh, that's the room.
Yeah,
okay.
It's going to be in. Yeah.
In what building? The main building?
S building.
We'll put something out maybe on social media, on our story or something. So, Nature's Plate, I'm going to give them a shout out. I am, because I didn't even know that one of the moms is a White Rock Montessori mom, which didn't surprise me. But they have locations all over Dallas.
Right.
You should check it out. It's kind of like convenience food to go, but it's all plant-based and very nutritious.
Yes.
I'll actually read from the card, and it says that nutrient-rich vegetables, mostly organic, whole grains for long-lasting energy, legumes for protein, iron, and other minerals, and nuts and seeds for healthy fats, promoting optimal health, fitness, and weight management, gluten-free, soy-free, nut-free, and no added oil options available, and most importantly, it tastes great. You can find them on Facebook at facebook.com/Nature's Plate or Instagram at Nature's Plate or info@naturesplate.biz. I'm probably headed over there this afternoon to get some snacky food, and we're getting ready to have Autumn chant, because I love it so much when she does it, and Brian is going to perform on his didgeridoo. So I want to end the show like this. Everyone enjoy and have a very peaceful day.
Cha me pura capitate sarta da hamana ki pore nanakata se hai sukamage muku kara santana ki dore.
Oh, wow, that was beautiful.
Thank you.
You got any more in there? How many more seconds do we have? You got a little short 15-second one? 30-second? 20?
Sure. Let's see. Apsa hai hoa, sa che da sa cha doa, hara, hara, hara. Apsa hai hoa, sa che da sa cha doa, hara. Hada,
hada. I love it. Everyone, you know what? You get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there today and enjoy it.
This is Jill with the One Life Radio Fueling Champions Minute. Did you know magnesium is a cofactor in more than 300 enzyme systems that regulate diverse biochemical reactions in the body, including protein synthesis, muscle and nerve function, blood glucose control, and blood pressure? Magnesium is required for energy production, oxidative phosphorylation, and glycolysis. That's a mouthful. How do you know if you're getting enough? Signs and symptoms of possible magnesium deficiency include restless leg syndrome, agitation, insomnia, muscle stiffness, cramping, and aches. Well, where do you find magnesium? Food sources include raw almonds, leafy greens like cooked spinach and chard, raw cashews, pumpkin seeds, black beans, avocados, and my favorite, dark chocolate. Don't forget those Epsom salt baths and be smart about supplementation. This has been the One Life Radio Fueling Champions Minute.
Did you know a mother rat will dip her paws into cool water and gently smooth the fur around her infants' faces? The babies put their arms around their mother's neck and pay attention while being bathed. Rats and mice fall in love, risk their lives to save their kids, and giggle when tickled. Evan Walker writes of a mouse who died of shock in a trap. His life was a life fully as real to him as ours is to us. This creature, for all the irritation it may have brought as it scampered through closed closets or up some crevice in a wall, was as precious as you or I. He was not a machine that breaks and fails. He felt. His was consciousness, full and real and fragile and precious. This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us that it's easy to be kind, perhaps by not using glue traps.
Hello, I'm Ali McGraw for People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Our animal companions rely on us, especially during a natural disaster. If you're forced to evacuate your home, do not leave your animals behind. Visit helpinganimals.com.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station or iHeartMedia.